Exclusive: Anti-woke presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy unveils 25 policy visions with America First 2.0 plan. By Nick Gilbertson on April 14, 2023. Anti-woke Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign exclusively shared his bold 25-point America First 2.0 policy platform with Breitbart News. Ramaswamy, a 37-year-old entrepreneur who has founded multiple successful biotech companies, has a vision organized into five overarching themes, with five policy positions tied to each. The first theme is Revive American National Identity, which has been a central focus of Ramaswamy's since the moment he announced his candidacy 2 months ago and began his move onto the broader public stage. To accomplish this, he is committed to five actions reaching across a number of political issues, including mobilizing the U.S. military to safeguard the southern border, bringing an end to affirmative action, and ending diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) indoctrination. It reads: Use the military, including drones, to secure our southern border. End affirmative action, repeal Lyndon Johnson's Executive Order 11246. Protect American children, ban addictive social media under age 16 and gender confusion care for minors. Make political expression a civil right and end unlawful DEI indoctrination. Withhold federal funding for cities that refuse to protect Americans from violent crime. Secondly, Ramaswamy seeks to unleash the American economy if elected president with the specific goal of fostering a 5% annual gross domestic product (GDP) growth. He sees energy production, trade school incentives, and comprehensive deregulation as some of the key vehicles to achieve a dominant American economy. Drill, frack and burn coal, abandon the climate cult and unshackle nuclear energy. Put Americans back to work. Dismantle Lyndon Johnson's failed Great Society. Incentivize trade schools over hollow college degrees, gender studies majors. Launch deregulatory Reagan 2.0 revolution. Cut 75% headcount amongst U.S. regulators. Limit the U.S. Fed's scope, stabilize the dollar and nothing more. Another aspect of Ramaswamy's policy vision is to declare independence from communist China. He intends to hold the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, accountable for COVID-19, in addition to getting tough on China in other regards, like a freeze on U.S. business expansion in the country and ending the CCP's campaign of purchasing American land. Hold the CCP accountable for COVID-19, use all financial levers. Achieve semiconductor independence, secure our modern way of life. Stop CCP affiliates from buying American land. Use our military to annihilate Mexican drug cartels, defend against the CCP's opium war. Ban U.S. businesses from expanding in China until the CCP stops cheating. The fourth facet of Ramaswamy's plan entails the dismantling of managerial bureaucracy within the executive branch. He holds bold aims to shut down toxic government agencies, naming the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Education, and Internal Revenue Service as a few examples. The policy platform only begins there, as he envisions term limits for bureaucrats, the end of labor unions for federal workers, and the end of agencies creating their own budget proposals. Shut down toxic government agencies, Department of Education, FBI, IRS, and more, and rebuild from scratch when required. End civil service protections for bureaucrats, 8-year term limits instead. Eliminate federal employee unions. Repeal JFK's Executive Order 10988. Move 75% of federal employees out of Washington, D.C. and end pro-lazy remote work option. Cut wasteful expenditures. White House, not individual agencies, will submit budget requests to Congress. The final central theme of Ramaswamy's policy platform is to end the weaponization of government and financial markets with a promise to pardon defendants of politicized prosecutions. Former President Donald Trump, who was arrested last week on an indictment that Ramaswamy says was politically motivated, is listed as one such individual, as well as Ricky Mackey, who was convicted 2 weeks ago of election interference in the 2016 presidential race after posting a satirical meme on Twitter, as Breitbart News's Alana Mastrangelo reported. From there, Ramaswamy envisions holding Congress to account over its hush money fund, which has shelled out millions in workplace settlements to staffers, and making public disgraced late financier Jeffrey Epstein's client list. Moreover, he vows to reverse President Joe Biden's environmental, social, and governance investing rule, which gives fund managers the freedom to consider left-wing causes like climate change when choosing retirement investments. He also pledges to oppose central bank digitalized currencies, CBDCs, vehemently. Pardon defendants of politicized prosecutions, Trump, Mackey, and peaceful Jan 6 protesters. Hold Congress accountable for hush money fund. Taxpayers should not subsidize sexual misconduct. Publish the Jeffrey Epstein client list. Government should not use police power to shield select elites. Rescind Biden's ESG rule for retirement funds. Get politics out of corporate America and capital markets. Oppose CBDCs. Fight all plans for digital currency, a dangerous scheme for government control over our bank accounts. Ramaswamy blitzed the campaign trail in New Hampshire on Thursday with a 10-county bus tour that will spill into next week.